The battles of history, the events surrounding Charlottesville, Virginia, have a resonance far beyond the borders of Old Dominion. Even though they began as a strictly local affair, they quickly assumed a national character because this strictly local event stems from the nation's history, a history that remains not only contested, but bitterly unresolved. That history, of course, is the toxic poison of white supremacy, and the trigger thereof, African slavery, the intentional, centuries-long economic, social, communal, and psychic exploitation of Africans for the financial and psychological benefits of the white nation. This toxin has tainted the bloodstream of the nation and infected all segments of society, and was integral to the very development of whiteness as a core identity for millions of people who call themselves Americans. As we look at protests rolling throughout the country, the first thing we must recognize is that this isn't about monuments, nor is it about the Civil War. It is about the present. It is about how this country will define itself, how it sees itself, and how it understands its future. But history, true history, is more about today than yesterday, for it is the pathway to tomorrow, and it lives or dies in the minds of the young who learn or unlearn how this country came to be and what role they play in the days to come. That great black freedom fighter, Malcolm X, repeatedly said, "Of all our studies, history best rewards our research." He knew this not only because he was taught this by his teacher, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but because he learned this in the very experience of his life. For as a state prisoner, a man so hated that he was called Satan, his learning of a deeper history of black people literally made him a new man. It gave him confidence. It turned his loathing into loving. It gave him purpose, and perhaps more importantly, perspective, how to look at the world, how to interpret it, how to understand why things are the way they are. That's the real value of history. It teaches perspective of the now, not then. And that's the reason why monuments turned green by oxidation and pigeon poop are seemingly at the center of these controversies. The Trump presidency signaled a great leap backwards. It has the expression of a deep, profound fear of the future, of change, of transformation. So they hold on to yesterday, invoking tradition as if the central tradition of America wasn't and isn't black slavery, black exploitation, which launched it into an international economic power. Charlottesville is thus a turning point, a pivot point, upon which the nation turns back or moves forward, creating a new history. This only the people of America can and will decide. From Imprison Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.